Report: New Jersey Republicans find hundreds of non-citizens on voter rolls. It's really eye-opening. By Amy Farr on June 8, 2026. Republican leaders in New Jersey have reportedly found hundreds of non-citizens listed on voter rolls, and some of them had a voting record. The New Jersey Republican Party, NJGOP, and the Republican National Committee, RNC, uncovered the information when they asked for the voter rolls from all 21 counties, Fox News reported Monday. Those individuals were reportedly seeking naturalization and wanted their names removed. Many of them were registered as Democrats but claimed they did not know they had been registered and were concerned it might disqualify them from becoming citizens. The news came after New Jersey GOP Chairwoman Christine Giordano Hanlon said in May the state party was launching an election integrity task force, the New Jersey Globe reported at the time. "Like many New Jerseyans, election integrity is of utmost importance to me. All Americans want free, fair, and secure elections and a system that maintains the public trust." The NJGOP Election Integrity Task Force will work to help ensure that New Jersey's elections are securely and fairly administered and help safeguard the integrity of the process, Hanlon said. Per the Fox article, some of the non-citizens had voting records. One who was removed in 2015 voted in 2000, 2001, and the 2008 general election. The outlet continued. RNC Chairman Joe Gruter says the group found hundreds of non-citizen registrants in New Jersey who are likely only the tip of the iceberg, but that New Jersey and other Democrat-run states are unwilling to disclose information about their voter registration list maintenance processes. The organization has requested that information from 48 states. "I mean, it's really incredible because here the Democrats are saying that, you know, non-citizens never vote. This is a non-issue. But every county we're finding people that are self-reporting now. And I'm glad we're doing these records requests because it's really eye-opening. Because this is just the people that have self-reported," Gruters told Fox News Digital. He added, "You want a democracy that's secure and elections that are free and safe and that people can depend upon, and people have full confidence in." In 2022, a review of data by the Public Interest Legal Foundation, PILF, found almost 2,400 registrants listed on New Jersey's voter rolls were 105 years old or older, Breitbart News reported at the time. The Fox report came as President Donald Trump has been urging lawmakers to pass the Save America Act that would require proof of citizenship when registering to vote, according to Breitbart News. The Save Act has support from 91% of Republicans, 50% of Democrats, and 69% of independents, the outlet said in March. Senator Bernie Moreno, R.O., said recently it was embarrassing that Congress has been unable to pass the act while comparing the United States system to Colombia's. "It's kind of embarrassing from the perspective of Congress that we can't even pass a Save America Act. Let me lay out how Colombian elections are run. First of all, no mail-in balloting. Single-day election, you have to have your proof of national citizenship with you to vote. So, it's not only voter ID, but 100% strict proof of citizenship. If you don't have it with you, they don't even let you into the hall where you vote," Moreno said. "All paper ballots, the ballots are counted by hand, and the results are delivered after an hour and a half, after polls close. They have election watchers there that are vigilant. They have judges there that are disputing any claims that are made." Click here to read more Breitbart News articles about voter rolls.